An obituary in today's New York Times took us on a nostalgic joyride to the early 1970s and a tune that to this day haunts millions of us who were alive then.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
The Coca-Cola Company first unleashed this jingle as a radio and TV commercial in early 1971. To a world much in need of peace, social justice, and caffeine, it was an anthem of thirst-quenching and planet-saving, idealism that was bottled, bubbly, and commercial. We're talking about this now because the man who produced the jingle died last week. His name was Billy Davis, and he was 72. The Detroit native first made a name for himself writing rhythm and blues songs. With Motown Records founder Berry Gordy, he penned Lonely Teardrops and other tunes. But we're interested here about Billy Davis's later career in advertising. He took a British-based group called the New Seekers into the studio to sing the catchy Coca-Cola song. Lynn Paul was lead singer. She recalls the composition of the hordes of clean-cut young people shown in the TV spot lip-syncing the song.
There was just a whole glamour of people standing on the top of a hill singing I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. And from there, it became so successful in so many countries that they decided to make it into a single.
No longer about buying a Coke, but about I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
That's right, yes.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, hand in hand, and I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company.
So, a song that became famous as an ad for soda pop became a pop hit.
Something for which I can only thank Billy Davis for everything it gave to us, because it created a whole new world for us, which was terrific.
To be completely candid, here you are, you're a singing group, you'd grown out of the Seekers, which had had some pop tunes, and suddenly you're the Coca-Cola group. I mean,
yes.
Was it a source of some dismay sometimes?
No, not at all, Robert. I think we were all absolutely amazed at the popularity it had. I mean, we thought, well, this doesn't seem to be any kind of a hit song to us. We didn't think it was good. We never in a million years thought that it would be the hit it was.
A hit that could get stuck in your head, an involuntary commercial inside your brain that you couldn't shake off. We asked our classical music maven, Fred Child, of NPR's Performance Today, what's so memorable about that tune? Fred's answer? What's so memorable about Beethoven's Ode to Joy?
There are multiple parallels here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the basic melody uses a kind of parallel structure, a simple melody repeated, the first time ending on a note that's kind of a musical question in the Beethoven itself.
It's hanging out there.
You want to hear it again.
Yes.
The second time, the answer. This Coca-Cola melody operates in the same way. We hear a simple melody.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love.
That ends on a note that's kind of a musical question. You hear the entire melody again, ending with an answer.
Trees and honeybees and snow-white turtle doves.
And of course, Schiller's Ode to Joy, which was the text that Beethoven used for the fourth movement, was, of course, he wasn't talking about buying the world a Coke, but he was talking about everybody joining together in a spirit of brotherhood and friendship.
Absolutely, yeah. The Friedrich Schiller poem, the Ode to Joy, translated into English. All humans will become brothers. Be embraced, all ye millions, with a kiss for all the world. Let us raise our voices together, join in our chorus of jubilation. And this Friedrich Schiller poem, the Ode to Joy, a real similarity with the text here. I'd like to see the world for once, all standing hand in hand, and hear them echo through the hills. Ah, peace throughout the land.
NPR's Fred Child, remembering the song that Billy Davis put on the map. Mr. Davis died last week at age 72.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.